I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Toronto City Council's Board of Health provided an update on the city's status amid the COVID-19 pandemic this past month. Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Eileen Davila, led a presentation for the committee, who held a hybrid meeting. To prepare for a potential seventh wave of the pandemic this fall, Davila said that there are several short-term goals the city can achieve to help residents navigate through this period. She's hoping that the city can avoid lockdowns or any additional capacity restrictions, similar to December 2021, January 2022, and the early portions of the pandemic in 2020.
As you can see here, we are seeing general improvement overall when it comes to the key COVID-19 metrics. 7-day moving average on new COVID-19 cases is currently sitting at 165. And just by way of reference and context, when you last saw this dashboard last month, that figure was sitting at 392. Weekly incidence rate for new COVID-19 cases is now sitting at 42 per 100,000. The last time you would have seen this, it was sitting at 97. And daily COVID-19 outbreaks, active daily COVID-19 outbreaks in institutions, currently sitting at 25. The last time you would have seen this presentation, it was sitting at 74. So you can see that overall, things are generally improving. And our most current wastewater surveillance data suggests that the levels there are holding stable. And you can see that.
After the city eased the restrictions in phase 2 and 3 of the reopening plan in summer 2021, lockdown measures were reintroduced with the onset of the Omicron variant. This led to a large campaign from the city to remove age restrictions for the booster vaccine shots.
And it also shows that whether we're looking at the severity measures, and the vaccination measures, we're seeing just general improvement overall. When it comes to those severity measures, you can see that we are now experiencing new hospitalizations, with a 7-day moving average at 4 a day. The last time you saw this, it was sitting at 7. New ICU admissions less than 1. And we are slowly but surely continuing to see increases in respect of vaccination over time. So these data are, of course, always available to you through the monitoring dashboard, which is accessible through our website.
Masking and several other restrictions were dropped by the city in June to correlate with all of Ontario. As of today, health facilities and other sectors under federal laws still require masking indoors.
And as we think about moving from looking at the most recent data, the most current data, and what specifically has been going on in the last couple of weeks, to a general observation on the pandemic overall. And when we take that big picture view, what emerges overall as we look at the course of the entire COVID-19 pandemic to date is that there is a clear value to vaccination. There is a clear value to using the layers of protection over and above vaccination, and that there has been clear value related to the extensive efforts of public health staff and our partners in terms of mitigating the impact of COVID-19 on Torontonians. And over the next couple of slides, I'll walk you through how this is actually borne out in our data and in our local experience.
Several other considerations include promoting the benefits of vaccines against COVID-19 and addressing areas that require rebuilding, like dealing with mental health concerns brought forth by the pandemic, and repairing public health functions and timeliness for those requiring care.
I think this just speaks a little bit further to that, which I've been saying, that we are continuing to recommend that individuals get the doses that they're eligible for. This is not a recommendation that is unique to Toronto Public Health. In fact, we are seeing that public health officials the world over are, advising exactly the same for the populations for which they have responsibility. And in keeping with that, we are continuing to work on ensuring access, really maximizing access to the vaccine as much as possible through our hyper-local, equity-focused vaccination campaign.
Further updates that will be addressed in a future meeting include Toronto's overdose prevention responses and mental health and addiction strategy for the summer and fall months. More details to come. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.